We've got Scott McCarron on the phone line. He joins us on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline. You can enjoy live music every Friday and Saturday at the Stage Bar. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca. Mr. McCarron, great to have you back on. You are on an absolute heater. Things are going great in your life, it looks like, on the course.
Yeah, things are going pretty good. We're having a good time. We're still a little tired from our trip from Japan. Gosh, it's been a heck of a trip, so trying to catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, how was that? And how long has the Champions Tour been going over to Asia for tournaments?
Yeah, we went 2 years ago over to Japan, a place called Narita Golf Course, which was just a fantastic golf course in great shape. And then we skipped a year, and then we went back this year, and we'll be going back again next year. So it was a lot of fun. Tokyo is a great spot, and people are very friendly and very safe and clean city.
Always fun when you're lifting the trophy at the end as well. That's your third victory of 2019, my friend. What is going right?
Well, you know, just one of those things. You just get yourself in position. I've been very fortunate. Got some good breaks and played some good golf down the stretch. So it's just been a lot of fun. Playing well and playing with a lot of confidence. And, again, just having a lot of fun.
The reason we're getting you on, you've confirmed your attendance again at the Shaw Charity Classic, a tournament you've won a couple times over in your career. How excited are you to get back into Canada as the weather gets hot down south?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back up in Calgary. I love Calgary. I love going fly fishing on the Bow River. Love the golf course, Canyon Men. It was a lot of fun to play, and won there the last 2 years, so we're trying to get up there and get a three-peat.
Now, apparently, you've got this all figured out. Not only do you get to go fly fishing ahead of the tournament, but your wife is big time into horses, and so she can, you know, enjoy that part of Calgary's recreation as well. This is a good couples trip, I imagine.
Yeah, well, she might be heading over to Spruce Meadows to check everything out. She's got back into jumping with the horses, and she's having a lot of fun doing that. And she also loves fly fishing, so both of us will be hopefully on the bow at least a couple days.
That's awesome. So what does your schedule look like? Are you playing the week ahead of time? How early can you get in, and how much golf do you want to mix in? Plus, I imagine there's usually some pro-am obligations and things like that.
Yeah, you know, we'll get in on Monday. Tuesday, I'll be a little practice round, but I can always go fishing in the morning on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we kind of have off. So that's another good day to do some exploring and hopefully get on the bow and do some fishing, or she might be going to Spruce Meadows. We'll see.
I love it. That's awesome. Now, fact or fiction, you are almost a pseudo-Canadian. Your mom is Canadian, is that right?
My mom is Canadian, yes. She was born up in British Columbia, a little place called Caslo. And so she's still a Canadian citizen, and I've got relatives up in Canada. And so it's a special place for me. That was where I really got my first taste of professional golf, was playing the Canadian Tour way back in 1991, 92. So Canada's always been a very special place in my heart.
That's awesome. That's really cool. We're chatting with the back-to-back defending champion of the Shaw Charity Classic, Scott McCarron, who has confirmed his attendance for the 2019 tournament at the end of August. Why do the players love this tournament so much? I love asking the question, and it's one where I always ask it, and I might ask you, you know, next year when you confirm to come, but it continues to get rave reviews from the players, always voted as one of the more popular stops on tour, probably the biggest non-major in terms of popularity.
Well, it is, and there's a couple things. One, the players love the city. We stay downtown. There's a lot to do, some great restaurants down there. Two, there's so many fans that come out to watch us. You know, we're all entertainers as well as golfers. We love being able to perform in front of galleries. And the Shaw Charity Classic produces some of the biggest galleries that we'll play in front of all year. So that makes it seem, you know, very special to us and big. The other part is Shaw is such a tremendous sponsor. The whole Shaw family, Brad Shaw, has just done a tremendous job for all the communities and how much money they raise each year because of that tournament. So I think it's for a lot of different reasons, but those reasons are certainly very important.
No, you're right. And look, I mean, I think for Calgarians, it's like, oh, well, it's the golf tournament and there's a, you know, a corporate logo on the thing. But I imagine all your years playing this sport, you can understand the importance of a good patron group, a real good sponsor, and allowing you to ride up the ups and downs of tournaments. If it's rainy 1 year and attendance is down, I mean, you could probably speak to the value and how crucial a title sponsor is for any tournament.
Well, a title sponsor is very crucial. Without the title sponsor, you'd have no tournament. And with Shaw, you have a title sponsor that is going to be there year after year, no matter what the weather might be like, no matter if you have a year that for some reason some of the stars don't come. But that doesn't happen up there at that tournament because everybody loves it. But they are there through thick and thin, and they are there to raise as much money as they can for local charities and throw a great event on. And they do that year after year.
Yeah, it's one of the great events that we have in the city. Obviously, you know, the Stampede is something that seems to be part of the fabric of the community, to be sure. You know, we've got obviously a lot of Winter Olympic venues and sports that have great events. You alluded to Spruce Meadows and the equestrian that jumping they've got out there, but this has become a real have to get to event. And I couldn't believe it the first time I finally got out there to see the galleries, to see how interactive you guys are with folks. And it seems this second chapter of your respective careers, when you get to this Champions Tour, the guard's down a little more. Guys are very comfortable in their own skin. 3 rounds, no cut, but you still get to exercise those competitive juices, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I like to really say that, you know, the PGA Tour, yes, you can go see Ricky Fowler, you can see Jordan Spieth, you can see Dustin Johnson. On the PGA Tour Champions, you can talk to Freddie Couples, you can talk to Rocco Mediate. You know, you get to play with Scott McCarron. I mean, there's a lot of differences that, you know, from the Champions Tour to the PGA Tour that makes it a little more personal. And I think the guys are a little more relaxed. They're more approachable. You know, they're signing autographs. They're doing everything they can to make sure the fans are having a good time.
Okay, last couple for you. First off, I believe Retief Goosen is confirmed, the World Golf Hall of Famer, one of the younger guys on your tour. What do you know about Retief that you can tell us? He's set to join you in August.
Well, Retief is such a great player, and he's been a great player for a long time, and so happy to see that he got inducted to the Hall of Fame last night. Well-deserved, a major winner. This guy still bombs it as far as anybody. He's probably, I think, arguably one of the longest guys on our tour and still one of the longer guys on, you know, when he goes out and plays on the PGA Tour. He is loving playing out here with the PGA Tour Champions guys. He's having a good time, and you know, he's starting to play some good golf, getting the competitive juices flowing again. He's a super guy and a lot of fun to watch, and I think one of the best swings that you'll see on the PGA Tour Champion.
And, of course, you know, Bernard Langer is always stiff competition. Who else out there are you looking over your shoulder at? Number one on your Schwab Cup points list right now, but who's your stiff competition at the moment?
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys up there that are playing well. Billy Andrade played well last week in Japan. Kirk Triplett's been playing some really good golf. He has a win this year already down at the Hogue Classic in Southern California, Newport. And then a relative unknown, but a guy I've known since 1985 that I played college golf against, a guy named Kenny Tanigawa. Kenny came and won the senior PGA a couple weeks ago in Rochester, New York. And beat me by a shot. Unfortunately, he made about a 15th on the last hole.
Wow.
But he's been playing some really good golf as of late. And a lot of people don't really know Kenny or know his story, but he's a guy you'd want to follow, a guy you want to get to know. He's just a super guy, and he's playing some great golf. And I think he's also one of those guys that gives a lot of other people hope. Those guys that are 45, 46 that play amateur golf that think, hey, maybe I could play on the PGA Tour Champions, you know. Well, Kenny Tanigawa is one of those guys that did that.
Last one for you here. We've got major drama north of the border here with the Toronto Raptors and NBA Finals for the first time in their franchise history. Record TV audience. And the Stanley Cup Finals off to a Game 7. You invested in either of these?
I watched the game last night. I thought Toronto had it. So I just can't believe they didn't win that game. I think, you know, now it's going to be very difficult going back to Oakland and trying to win that Game 7. But you never know. With Kevin Durant out, you know, trying to come back and hurt himself again last night, we'll see. It should be, hopefully it'll be a great game like every game's been so far in that series. And then, the hockey tomorrow night, St. Louis Blues, never won a Stanley Cup, so I'm kind of rooting for the underdog there.
Love it. Great stuff. Hey, finally, who's your horse for the U.S. Open? You like the setup at Pebble for anyone more than the others?
Well, you know, golf course is not a long golf course. So, you know, I don't think, you know, you're looking at, you know, everybody's looking at Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. But you don't have to just look at those guys. I would be looking at some of the shorter hitters, too, like a Zach Johnson, or one of our older guys, Jim Furyk. I think those guys could certainly compete this week at the U.S. Open against some of the long bombers.
Real great catching up with you. Can't wait to see you out here at the end of August, and do appreciate you sharing some time. I bet you can't wait to get up here and hit the river for some fly fishing and golf.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting up there, up to Calgary, and trying to win that tournament for the third time.
Love it. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.